Breakups are tough.
I seriously got what I asked for, which was getting ghosted.
We could have had a nice breakup.
Maybe it was so good it just scared him.
Dude said to me, I think we reached the end of the rope. And I don't know if he said rope or road, but rope is crazy.
I'm from a space in time when we had rotary phones and you actually had to call and it was like making love on the phone. Like, I need a voice. Damn it.
I honestly don't see the problem with breaking up over text or the phone. Like, don't make me drive over there. We don't have to do any of that.
Sometimes we just want you to make a plan. Here's what's so wild about this. Like, you guys are such great businessmen. You make plans, you're organized, you have things going on. Scheduling appointments.
Breakups are tough.
But then when it comes to making a plan for, like, I don't know, a date, a picnic, a dinner, what happens? The plans then. Plan to be alone, then, my friend. If you can't make a plan, plan to be alone.
If you're living with somebody and y'all break up and y'all keep living together, it's kind of nice because it lets you, like, you don't get to romanticize or demonize that person. You could just be like, oh, this was just a person living their life and I was here. And it's horrible. It's like going through a breakup every day for the rest of the lease.